From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. More than 60 people now dead, confirmed that way after a massive earthquake struck southern Mexico. Reuters' Lucy Fielder is following the story.
The highest number of deaths were recorded in Oaxaca and Chiapas in the south. In the town of Juchitan, some buildings were reduced to rubble. People ran outside in their pajamas and shaken tourists were driven from their beds. Its 8.1 magnitude was stronger than a devastating 1985 quake that flattened swathes of Mexico City and killed thousands. But this time, damage to the capital was limited. Power went out for about a million of its residents. At the international airport, cracked floors, swaying monitors and broken windows. The quake's epicenter was in the Pacific Ocean, just off the town of Pijijiapan. More aftershocks are likely, President Enrique Peña Nieto said, but despite earlier fears, the tsunami risk is not great.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Hurricane Irma has made landfall along Cuba's northern coast on its way to the U.S. state of Florida after having left at least 22 people dead in the Caribbean. President Trump spoke about plans to help the people in Irma's path.
Nothing is more important than the safety and security of our people. We are doing everything we can to help with disaster preparations, and when the time comes, we will restore, recover, and rebuild together as Americans.
Behind Irma is Hurricane Jose with similar strong winds, 250 kilometers per hour, following the same route with the island of Barbuda in its path. Barbuda virtually uninhabitable after Irma. Meanwhile, Hurricane Katia made landfall in Mexico. This is VOA News. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley is reminding Myanmar that while Washington supports the fight against violence in northwestern Rakhine State, humanitarian aid must get through. That violence began when a group of Rohingya insurgents carried out attacks in an effort to protect their ethnic minority from persecution. Clashes have left at least 400 people dead and triggered the latest exodus of Rohingya to Bangladesh. Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi has been criticized over her response to the violence.
This is one of the biggest challenges that we've had to face, because you know that the situation in the Rakhine has been difficult for many decades. And in fact, it goes right back to pre-colonial times. And I think it's a little unreasonable to expect us to resolve everything in 18 months. As you know, that we have been in the administration only 18 months. We're trying to progress as quickly as possible on the development front.
Human rights advocates are urging the government of Myanmar to stop the violence. United States formally requesting a vote of the UN Security Council on Monday, a draft resolution to establish new sanctions against North Korea because of its nuclear and missile programs. Meantime, the European Union backing economic pressure on Pyongyang. Federica Mogherini is High Representative of the European Union for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy.
All this pressure, both in terms of UN sanctions implementation and in terms of EU autonomous sanctions, is aimed at opening channels for diplomatic dialogue that at the moment are not present.
U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis, other Trump administration officials have said multiple times that diplomacy is alive, even though military action against North Korea is a possibility. Pope Francis brought together thousands of victims of Colombia's half-century-long conflict with leftist rebels, presiding over a prayer for reconciliation in hopes of solidifying the country's peace process. Indonesia, Malaysia reminding foreigners of their claims in the crowded and contested South China Sea by destroying foreign boats that take fish from waters near their coastlines. Boat operators from China, Vietnam, and the Philippines often slip into waters of the Malaysian north coast of Borneo. In Indonesia, where vessels from the same countries as well as Malaysia come close to shore, authorities have destroyed 317 fishing boats since 2014. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.